Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Depression and Inspirational. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about some ways that you can try to increase your happiness. One way is to smile. A lot of people that tend to smile more seem to be happier, seem to feel better. But that doesn't mean that you should put on a fake smile, because putting on a fake smile can just make you think that you're living a lie. You need to find things that make you want to smile. Talk to friends, make jokes, just try to be positive, you know? Because smiling is, it's kind of weird. You wouldn't think that it would really affect your mental health, because, you know, it's just a facial expression. But it can really impact how your life is. The more you smile, it can really change a lot. People find that they smile more, and especially if they smile more around others, it tends to make them feel better. And also exercise more, because exercising isn't just for the body. It can help the mind. It can change your mood. A lot of people that exercise more feel better. They have more energy. They seem to be happier overall. Because if you're happy with your body, with how you look, then eventually you can be happy with everything else. Because being happy with yourself impacts greatly about how you're feeling with the environment, with the people around you. Get plenty of sleep. A lot of people that sleep more tend to feel refreshed, kind of rejuvenated. They feel like they could do more, like they feel better. And it can make you feel happy. It can impact how you go on with your daily life. Try to eat, but not just eat. Eat with your mood in mind. Because certain foods can kind of get rid of how much energy you have. And if you have less energy, you have less positive energy. And positive energy is really needed to increase your mood. So if you eat healthy, you feel better, have more energy, which can cause more positive energy, which can increase your mood. But with that speaking, you have to be grateful, because with more energy you have, if you're not grateful with it, it can become negative energy, which can decrease your happiness. You need to be grateful for what you got and what you can get. And, you know, a lot of people don't really think about this, but also be grateful for what you can give. Because a lot of people don't have much. They don't get much, which also means they can't give much. And there are some people that even though they don't have much, if they get something, they'll give it. Because they know that giving to others is a right thing to do and can increase your mood. But on that topic, something that you can always give to somebody is compliments. You may not realize it, but sometimes all that somebody needs to bring up their mood is a compliment. People like other people to like them. If that makes sense. people are kind of selfish, but sometimes being selfish isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes you need to be more self-centered, you know? You need to think about your body, your mind, not just others. But that doesn't mean just think about you. There's a limit on how much you need to think about yourself. But, so yeah, give compliments to other people, because not only does that make them feel better, but it'll make you feel better about yourself. And, something that is really helpful that you can do just about any time is to just take deep breaths. Because not only can that help you relax, but also the more oxygen you can get, which gives your brain more oxygen, can increase your, what's the word? Crap. Anyways, it can increase your mood, it can make you feel better. People realize that the more they breathe, the more they relax, the better they feel, the more energy they have, the more positive energy they have, the less negative energy they have. Because that's why a lot of people meditate, is to relax and get rid of all that negative energy they have built up inside. And another thing that you can do to really make you feel better is to acknowledge the unhappy moments. Acknowledge the bad times. Because if you acknowledge the bad times, you can have good times. Just because something happens and just because it's bad doesn't mean that it has a purpose, that it doesn't have a purpose. Everything that happens, happens for a reason, whether you can see it or not. It happens for some cause, you know? Like, say a relative of yours passed away, and when you first think about it, you may be sad, you may be depressed, but if you think about it more, you can really realize that maybe it was just that time for that person. Maybe they were suffering and you just didn't know. Which, to be honest, that can even go on with, say you have a family member that committed suicide. Which, I'm not saying suicide is a good thing. Don't say that I said that. But sometimes it's just the right time for somebody to go. But that doesn't mean that you can commit suicide, because please don't do something like that. I'm just saying that some people suffer, and that if you don't help them, if you don't find those people and help relieve some of the stress that they're going through, it can cause some very painful things, even if you don't realize it. And that goes along with being happy. If you help somebody else be happy, that can increase your mood. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel better about others. And it just increases your mood overall. So I'm gonna give you a quick rundown of that, just so that you don't forget it. Smile, but not a fake one. Exercise. It's not just for your body, it's for your mind too. Get plenty of sleep. Eat with your mood in mind. Be grateful for others. Give compliments to others. Breathe deeply. And acknowledge the unhappy moments. If you guys need somebody to talk to, of course you can always reach out to me. I am there for anyone who needs it. If you guys have any questions about this episode or previous episodes, you can contact me. If you guys have some suggestions for an episode, please let me know, and I will take it into consideration and see if that's something we can do for an episode. And I just want you guys to let you know that all of you guys matter, and every single one of you deserves some form of happiness. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Depression and Inspirational.